For the past several years, the numbers of non-traditional college students have been increasing. But last Monday, as part of the Veterans Day observance, the University of Kansas awarded a degree to one of its least traditional graduates ever, a 91-year-old former Navajo code talker. Alex Smith has this story.
Oh, say can you see?
A sunny conference room at KU's Lead Center building couldn't contain the crowd of nearly 300 who turned out Monday morning to see Navajo code talker Chester Nez. After the Star-Spangled Banner, a former Haskell student started the ceremony with a prayer using both the English and Navajo languages. Kansas First Lady Mary Brownback offered a welcome, and Lawrence's mayor offered a key to the city, while Chester Nez grinned and nodded from his wheelchair. And when KU Dean Danny Anderson handed Nez an honorary diploma for a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, the crowd, which included many American Indians and veterans, jumped to its feet to applaud. Chester Nez then took the mic and briefly thanked the school and the audience.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to say that it's a great pleasure for me to come back to the University of Kansas. I am so happy to be here, and I want to thank everybody that's here.
If things had gone according to plan, Chester Nez would have received this degree about 60 years ago. In 1952, he was studying painting at KU when his World War II and Korea-era GI education benefits ran out. So he returned to his home state of New Mexico, where he started a job and settled into a quiet family life. But his son Michael explains that in the late 60s, when the military details were declassified, Chester was finally able to tell his family that he had been a code talker.
In 1968, he had us come into the living room and he told us, he said, this is actually what I did. But we didn't understand exactly how important it was at the time. It wasn't until Vietnam when I really felt the full extent of what and how important communications they did.
In 1942, the Marines recruited 29 Navajos to convey secret messages in the Pacific War. The Navajo language was so complex and unfamiliar that the Japanese military was never able to decipher the messages. Chester Nez was one of the original 29 of the all-Navajo 382nd Marine Platoon, which eventually had about 420 members. But as important as the Navajo language was to Chester Nez, he never taught it to his children. Michael Nez explains.
I speak very little. I was raised in Albuquerque all my life, so not very many Navajos to converse with. And I asked Mom, why didn't you guys didn't teach us Navajo? And they said, we thought you would do better in school. That's because after finding out how they treated them when they were going to school, because they weren't allowed to speak their language when they went to school.
Many of the code talkers became celebrities, frequently appearing in veterans' events and in parades. But Michael says his father mostly kept quiet and avoided the public spotlight. That was until 2002, when a major motion picture about code talkers came out.
He didn't really step forward until MGM came out with the movie Wind Talkers, because, of course, they contacted us. Dad did news junkets for them, and we traveled from Hollywood to Washington, D.C., to New York, and then back to Hollywood for the premiere at the Chinese Theater. But, he's pretty open about it now. I mean, he won't go as far as telling some of the gory stuff, because he still doesn't, it does bother him to talk about it. But things that he went, places he's been, things that he did out there, he'll talk about some of that, but not a whole lot.
Today, Chester Nez is the last surviving member of the original 29 Navajo Code Talkers. Over the years, he's received countless awards, including the Congressional Gold Medal. But his son says Nez will value his diploma among his highest honors.
To be honest, dude, this is up there with him receiving the gold medal. It really is. I mean, I myself, when they presented him with his diploma, I was pretty emotional. It means a lot to us. And I know to him, I could see it when he was looking at the diploma.
Today, Chester Nez lives in Albuquerque with his extended family. Last year, his autobiography, Code Talker, was released. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.